This week, NPR launched a series of stories its investigative team has been working on with reporters at the Center for Public Integrity. The investigation focuses on the troubling and persistent problem of sexual assaults on U.S. college campuses. Joseph Shapiro, NPR's lead reporter for the series, joins us now. Joe, thanks very much for being with us.
I'm glad to be here.
What are some of the investigation's findings?
Well, first, we found that colleges almost never expel men who are found responsible for sexual assault. Our colleagues at the Center for Public Integrity discovered a database of a small number of colleges and universities. These were ones that had applied for federal grants because they wanted to do a better job of fighting sexual assault. And even at these schools, these motivated schools, when a man was found responsible for a sexual assault, just 10 to 25% of them were expelled.
Is this not a police matter? I mean, that's criminal conduct.
Right. Police often don't want to take these cases because they're not clear-cut. There's often alcohol involved. Often the assailant is someone the woman knows. It often comes down to the version of the man against the version of the woman. Also, campuses have their own police forces who will handle these cases, but they're not really equipped to do a criminal investigation.
Hmm. What kind of reaction have you been getting from colleges or Department of Education?
Well, we presented the findings of our study to Rosalyn Alley. She's the new Assistant Secretary for Civil Rights in the Department of Education. And she says she wants her department to be more aggressive. So she's ready to, she says, to take some of the toughest sanctions that are available to her, things that her predecessors haven't done. She can seek to withdraw federal funds from a university, mm-hmm. if it's not done enough to try to prevent sexual assaults. And she can also refer cases to the Department of Justice for possible prosecution.
What are some of the other things that colleges and universities can do or are doing to try and stem the problem?
Well, typically the schools teach students how to reduce their risk. So they say to women, watch how much you drink. Don't leave your Red Bull and vodka unattended so nobody can slip a date rape drug into it. But there are problems with that kind of risk reduction strategy because it puts all the responsibility on the woman. And it can
To be plain about it, puts all the blame on the woman.
And all the blame on the woman as well.
And are there other approaches that might be more promising in the environment of a campus?
Absolutely. And it's called bystander education. So the idea is that you teach everyone, men and women, what they can do to prevent sexual assaults and also to teach them that they have a responsibility to do so. So it's very similar to what we do to prevent drunk driving, right? So we see a friend who's had too much to drink. You know, we know we give them a ride. We call a taxi. We hide the keys. And this is the same idea. Researchers at the University of New Hampshire I talked to have developed one of the bystander education models, and they've got research that show that it works. And they do a lot of role-playing. So they say – they teach students, what should you say when you're at a party and you hear your friends say, you know, there's that girl's really hot. I'm going to get her really drunk. And they teach the friends to speak up. And you say, hey, man, that's messed up. You know, that's not the way you get a girl. And right now, actually, at the University of New Hampshire, there's a big social marketing campaign. Every bus on campus, every bathroom stall, every campus computer, every time it turns on, it pops up a poster that has this kind of scene and dialogue on it. And the tagline says, friends watch out for one another, especially when there's alcohol involved.
Joseph Shapiro is the lead reporter for NPR's series on campus rape, and those stories are archived on our website, npr.org. Joe, thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.